In our first reading this morning, we have a rather detailed and dramatic confrontation between the prophet Elijah and the prophets of Baal. And one of the things that I've often wondered about these sorts of passages in the Old Testament, as a young boy and then as a teenager, is why doesn't God do these sorts of things in our world anymore? We just heard it recounted how he asked his prophet to conduct this wonderful sign, to pour this water all over wood, to put this offering, this sacrifice on top of it, and then there was a miraculous fire coming down from heaven to consume everything in a grand and miraculous holocaust. And so I often found myself wondering, why doesn't God do this sort of thing anymore? But to answer that question, we first need to look to and to answer the question as to why God did this particular miracle in the first place. And that question, we're given the answer to that if we pay attention to the first and last part of the reading today. What does Elijah say to them? He asks them, "How long will you straddle the issue? If the Lord is God, follow him. If Baal, follow him." And what is the people's response? Silence. The people didn't know who God was. They weren't able to say with conviction and with any kind of faith, "Yes, you're right, the Lord is God, and we will follow him." They were lost. There was this other god, Baal, who they thought existed and who they thought might be more powerful and more effective in bringing the rain than their god. And so being farmers, which some of us can relate to, wanting that rain, needing that rain for a good crop, they trusted in another god. They were led astray, and they were confused. And so this whole showdown, dramatic as it is and wonderful as it is, was all for the purpose of giving them a stronger faith, introducing them, or I should say reintroducing them, to God. They had forgotten who God was, that God was the God who appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who had also appeared to Moses, brought them out of captivity, accompanied them through the wilderness, brought them into the promised land. He did all of that for this people, and yet they still forgot who God was. So here is Elijah performing this wondrous miracle, God performing it through Elijah, in order to remind them that he is God. And it works. For at the very end, we see them proclaiming, "The Lord is God. The Lord is God." They have come to see and to trust in God once again. And so this miracle has been effective. Now for all of us, we are given a relationship with the fulfillment or the fulfiller of all prophecy, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ in the gospel says he has come not to abolish but to fulfill the prophets. Jesus Christ, in some sense, is the perfect prophet who brings God's word in incarnate form into our world. Jesus Christ brings the full truth of God into our world. And in a miracle that is greater even than this, he is able to give his body and blood to us at all times and in all places, in all of his churches in the world. So when we celebrate this Mass today, our Lord is made present in the Eucharist, and we are able to receive him. This is a miracle that God works right in our midst on a daily and weekly basis. And further, my brothers and sisters, we have all been given the gift of faith. It has been infused into our very soul through our baptism, and for those of us who have received confirmation, it has been sealed. It is there in a form that we cannot destroy, that cannot be completely effaced. So we have no need for these kinds of same miracles that we see in the Old Testament, because God has provided in an ever more profound, deeper, and fuller way for us. He has accompanied us in our very soul through the gift of faith, and he continues to nourish that faith in the sacraments, particularly in the Eucharist. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we receive the body and blood of Christ this morning, let us give thanks to God for this wonderful gift, and let us renew our assent of faith, saying, yes, God, I believe that you are the only God. Yes, God, I believe that you can do all things for me to fulfill all of my needs. Amen.